This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be here another Saturday evening to bring forth the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He has kept us by His might and by His power. We just thank God for His grace and mercy each day that He has allocated to us. People of God, it's not any good things that we have done, but it's all through His grace and His mercy why we can come and we can be here to bring forth the Word and to listen to the Word that the Lord is saying to us during this season. It's a beautiful season because God is still speaking to His people. So we bless God for this opportunity to go back into the Word. We are in the epistles of Peter, and we are in the first epistle. Last week we finished chapter 2, and this week we will be starting chapter 3 of 1 Peter. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for enabling us to be here another Saturday evening. Oh God, to go into your word. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, almighty Lord, will keep me focused upon you, oh God. Focus upon your word. Help me to teach, oh God, almighty Lord, as a living oracle of yours. I pray today in the name of Jesus for every listener, every ear, oh God, that will be attentive to your word this evening. That your word, oh God, will find that good soil, oh God, in the hearts of your people. They will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Lord God, we pray for transformation to come to the hearts of your people, that we will go forth, O God, in power, O God, in authority to do your work. Lord, we thank you today for those, O God, almighty Lord, who will hear your word and decide to follow you, Jesus. We thank you, O God, almighty Lord Jesus, that repentance will come to the hearts of those, O God, almighty Lord, who need to be saved. Father, we just thank you right now that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you that your word is able to bring conviction to the hearts of men, bringing forth salvation to those who hear and are willing to obey. So, Lord, I thank you again for this another opportunity. May you come in and direct, O God Almighty, me to teach your word according to your will. Father, I thank you today. I leave everything into your care, and may your perfect will be done. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we continue. 1 Peter chapter 3 this week. 1 Peter chapter 3. And verse 1 says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. Peter, in the previous chapter, reminded the believers to have a submissive heart, bearing fruits of righteousness, which honors God. He spoke of how Christian citizens should respond to government. He spoke of how the servants should respond to their masters. And now he's reminding wives how they should respond to their own husbands. He said that the wives should be in submission to their own husbands. To their own husbands. Not to someone else's husband, but to their own husbands. That if the husband is an unbeliever, he may be won to Christ by the godly conduct of the wife. If the husband is an unbeliever, he will see Christ in his wife. He will see Christ living through her. He will come to know the living God through the lifestyle that his wife lives. So God is calling us women of God, to be godly wives, that even if we have an unbelieving husband, he will come to know the Lord through your lifestyle of love, of respect, of being meek and compassionate towards your husband. Show him who Christ is. Let the love of Christ be in you and deal with him in such a way that will bring honor to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 3. While they behold your chaste conduct, while they behold your chaste conduct coupled with fear, the husband will see the pure godly conduct of the wife joined together with godly reverence. She will see that pure godly conduct of the wife joined together with godly reverence, godly fear. And this will come, the wife will also show such great respect for her husband because she's walking in godly fear. She will show great honor for the man that the Lord has placed in her life. So Peter went on to speak in verse 3. He said, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. And continue in verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. What Peter was really saying here is not how the wife dresses herself outwardly that will win the husband. Women of God, we're not saying that you shouldn't dress yourself properly. Put yourself well together, your good hairstyle, and wear your ornaments. But this is not what is going to win your husband to Christ. Hear what Peter says. Peter was saying that the heart of the wife should be pure. She should be decked with a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. This is how Father God wants his daughters to behave in his kingdom. People of God, if we are called by the name of Jesus Christ, we are to adorn ourselves with a meek spirit, a spirit of submission, a spirit that will yield voluntarily because we want to obey our master, our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be in obedience to him. Jesus said in Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We want to be people of God who are submissive to the word of God. And when we submit to God, people of God, we will learn how to submit to others. When we learn to submit to the word of God, then we will also learn to submit to others. Verse 5 said, for after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. So what Peter was saying, that the holy women of the Bible adorned themselves with a meek and a quiet spirit, being submissive to their own husbands. So Peter was just making it clear that this is not anything new. This is how the women of old, the holy women of the Bible, adorn themselves with such a meek and a quiet spirit. And meekness doesn't mean that we are weak women of God. It means that we have power under control. We are submissive to the word of God. We are responding to the word of God. We are bent on pleasing our Lord Jesus Christ. And that should be our greatest aim, to please our Lord. Verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 3. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. So what Peter was saying, that even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, and in Genesis 18:12, it tells us there that Sarah referred to Abraham as Lord. Sarah called her husband master. That doesn't mean he was lording it over her. No, he was loving her, treating her with such love and respect that she responded in such a way that she called him master or Lord. The Bible says, whose daughter are ye? And people of God, we are the daughter of Sarah, if we are in Christ. For we are from the Son of Promise that came through Sarah. So we are the daughter of Sarah. We are of the lineage of Abraham and Sarah once we have put our trust in Jesus Christ. So that's why Peter referred. He was speaking to a Jewish audience. So that's why he referred to Sarah here. You are a daughter of Sarah, because we have now become children of God through putting our faith in Jesus Christ, who is also from the lineage of Abraham. So people of God, Peter was just reminding them that you are Sarah's daughter as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So you do not submit because of fear of the husband. You do not submit because he's terrorizing you. You submit because of his love. It's the love that he's giving you. You are submitting and responding to that love that comes from your husband. And we as Sarah's daughter, as Paul spoke in the book of Galatians, let us turn there. In Galatians 4:29-31. Galatians 4:29-31 says, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Verse 31. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And the free woman there is referred to as Sarah. We are children of Sarah. We are children of Abraham and Sarah once we have put our trust in Jesus Christ, as Paul was speaking to the Galatians. So we respond to the love and the affection that is being given to us. So we do not submit because we are afraid or we are being terrorized by our husband, but we love and obey and respect and submit to him because he is also a son of God. Verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heir together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Husbands are encouraged to live with their wives according to knowledge. People of God, the Lord is calling husbands to understand their wives. Understands her needs. He must come to an understanding about his wife that will make him better able to meet her needs. The wife is a very emotional being, and her emotional needs have to be met. Men of God, you need to understand this. 3 God-given inner needs that women, most of all, want to be met in their lives. Number one is love. She needs to know that she is loved unconditionally. She needs to feel that and to know that she is significant. So the first one is love. The second one is significance. She needs to know that her life has meaning and purpose. So she needs to feel that love coming from the husband. She needs him to treat her in such a way that she knows that she is significant. And the third one is that she has a need for security. She needs to feel accepted and have a sense of belonging. So the Lord is saying to husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Know about your wife so that you can treat her the way that she ought to be treated. If you don't know her needs, then you won't be able to fulfill them. So husbands, the Lord is calling you to learn about your wives so you can treat them in such a godly way. The Lord wants his daughters to be treated right. So he wants the husband to learn about them so that they can treat their wives in such a loving and tender way. The word of God says that remember that she's a weaker vessel. And weaker doesn't mean that she's weaker intellectually or in other ways, but maybe weaker in the sense of physically he is stronger. And also in those days, women were not highlighted in society. They were sort of in the background. So many times they didn't feel significant. They didn't feel secure because they were in the background. But Peter was saying, man of God, remember to treat her as the weaker vessel. Treat her with love and tenderness. Remember, he was saying, remember that they are joint inheritors of the grace of God. So God did not give the husband a little more grace than the wives. They are joint inheritors of the grace of God. The word of God says he has to treat her as God instructed him so that his prayers will be answered. So if he doesn't treat his wife the way she ought to be treated, his prayers will be hindered. That's the word of God. And that's what Peter was saying to husbands. So if husbands know the word of God and refuse to do it, they are also hindering the progress in their homes because their prayers are hindered. So the Lord is speaking to husbands today. They are instructed to treat their wives well so that their prayers will not be hindered. Verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 3. Peter was now speaking to the brethren to submit to one another. Finally, be ye all of one mind. So he was speaking to the church and a whole, now the brethren together. Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Peter was finally addressing the brethren as to how to treat each other in the church, which is the body of Christ. We are to be of the same mind. We should have this mind of Christ. People of God, if we are baptized by one spirit into this one body of Christ, then we all should have the same mind. We should have the mind of Christ, showing compassion for one another, being concerned about the well-being of each other. Love one another as Christ our Lord has instructed us. Be tender-hearted to one another and be polite to one another. Let us treat each other with love and respect. That's what Peter was saying. Whom we love, people of God, we will respect. So let us show love for one another, respect one another. And then we are doing the will of God. For that's what the word of God, that's how we should treat one another. That's how we should live among each other. Verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 3. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So not rendering evil for evil, but contrariwise. Blessing. Instead of rendering evil, you render blessing. Bless your brothers. Bless your sisters in Christ. Bless and curse not. We are supposed to be people who are blessers. We continuously bless those around us. We shouldn't be railing at each other. Peter reminded them not to repay evil with evil or contention with contention, but bless one another instead. Instead of the fightings and bickerings, we have to be giving blessings instead of all these fightings and bickerings that goes on among us. We have to be aware that we are all called to inherit the blessings of God. So we don't want to be rendering evil for evil, people of God. As Romans 12, 17 through 19 tells us, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So let us not go about rendering evil for evil, but let us be people of God who are called to bless one another. We are called to inherit. All of us are called to the inheritance of God's blessing on our lives. So let us go forth and declare over each other blessings, blessings. Bless each other as we go from day to day. And let us not go forth and be revengeful, but let us be who God has called us to be. Verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 3. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So Peter was still speaking to the brethren how we should behave in the great church of God, how we should behave among each other. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And the word of God is reminding us to refrain our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking guile. We are going to refer to James 1:26 and James 3:5-10. James 1:26, the word of God says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So the word is telling us that we have to control what we say, control what comes from our mouth. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to take charge of our lives. We have to be completely yielded to him. Peter said, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So we want to make sure that we are yielded to the Holy Spirit daily, that whatever comes from us will be words of blessings and not cursing. James 3:5-10 said, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among your members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. He said, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Verse 10 said, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So James was there rebuking the brethren for what was coming from their mouth. He said, out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. He said, my brethren, these things are not supposed to be. And the word is coming to us today, Peter was saying. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. People of God, we have to come to that place in our lives where we make up our mind that whatever comes from us will be words that build up and not words that is going to destroy. He that will love life and see good days. The word of God tells us in Psalm 91, 14 through 16. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So that he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Do good. Set your love upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And he promises that he will deliver you and he will set you on high. He will set you at a high place in him because you have known him. When you call, he will answer and he will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So the Lord is calling us, people of God. Let the words that come from our mouth be words that build up. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What fruit are we eating today? We should be eating fruits of blessings from the words that we declare over our lives and over the lives of others. The people of God, the Lord is calling us to look into ourselves and to do good and to eschew evil. Verse 11 of 1 Peter chapter 3 says, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Let the people of God turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. And people of God, we'll stop here this evening. Let us turn from evil and do good. And let us seek peace, pursue peace, run after peace, follow after peace. And the word of God tells us that God's blessing will be upon us, people of God. Let us be careful. The life that we live, whatever we do, should reflect him. And he's calling us to that high place in him. God bless you here this evening. And I trust that as these words go forth, that you will be empowered to continue the walk. And those who have not yet known Christ will come to know him as Lord and Savior. We'll say yes to Jesus. I want you as in my life as my Lord and my Savior. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word that has come forth to your people. We thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that your word will find good ground in the hearts of your people. Your word will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. So we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that you have led us to that place where we, O God Almighty, will completely surrender our all to you. So we love you and bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you back here next week, Saturday. God's willing. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.